If you missed it, the last time we spoke to our own Jose Bolaños about his love life, Jose told us about one of his biggest regrets, and it turned out to be the worst date of his life. I'll just give you the highlights real quick. It happened 7 years ago. He was supposed to go out with a girl to a baseball game, but he got too drunk and ended up blacking out on the street and walking around somewhere by himself for who knows how long. He found her later at a bar and then began crying in front of her and all of his friends. And then on the ride home, he had her stop her car so Jose could pick up some weed.
Surprisingly,
Prince Charming.
She never said yes to another date. We don't know why.
Can't figure that out.
But we talked about it on the show. And Jose, do you know if she heard us talking about that being one of your biggest regrets in life?
Well, later in the day, I actually messaged her and said, hey, so I talked about you on the radio today.
Oh, because you're using it as a like, hey, you should like me, you know.
Just in case you didn't remember.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio show, big time radio show. And if you date me, I could talk about you from time to time.
I was being honest, right? Because she hadn't said anything, so I didn't know if she heard it.
Or if she knew what I did, but okay.
She goes, what? Like, in a panic with a bunch of exclamation points. Like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, a lot of people don't like it when you talk about them on the radio.
Well, especially I haven't seen her in so long, right? So it was weird. And then I just sent her the link to the podcast so she could listen.
Oh, God.
Listen to me talk about how much I love you and regret another date with you.
I would have been like just wishing that she never heard it ever.
Well, no, she knows what happened. She was part of it. She knows the embarrassing story. That's all it is.
So what'd
she
say?
I wanted her to hear the part at the end where I'm like trying to get another chance with her.
Okay.
That was my strategy. It was like, this is how I'm going to get another date.
Did your strategy work?
Well, I told her at the end, she texted me back like, oh my God, that's hilarious. That's so accurate. Like, so funny. And then I said, I just want you to know, though, the end, I was being serious. I really do want another chance with you. And her response
was actually pretty smooth.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want you to know. I know it's funny, but the one serious thing is I want a shot. She said, I'm actually seeing someone right now. But it's not official. And knowing her, it probably won't last long.
Oh,
so,
nice.
What? Wait.
And so she said, we'll see with a bunch of heart emojis.
It's not official yet.
Yay.
And all my relationships end really badly and really quickly. So just hang out for a little while and you could be in.
So yeah, I'm on the back burner. I'm officially number two.
So now,
congratulations.
Now you're just waiting for her relationship to fail? Is that what you're waiting for?
I mean, I'm not waiting, but if it happens.
While you sit on the bench waiting to get in the game, are you doing anything else with your time?
You're
just going to sit there and wait.
No, I'm not going to wait. You know, I'm always on social media, and I met a girl on Instagram recently who's really hot.
You're not going to hit up somebody on Instagram if you don't think they're really hot.
True. And this girl's really cute. She looks like a blue-collar Ivanka Trump. Like an everyday Ivanka.
I kind of get that. I feel like I once dated a white trash Justin Timberlake. So I know what you're saying.
Poor man's Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Poor man's Ivanka.
All right.
Wow. Right?
So congratulations, I guess.
I mean, I bet she is going to melt when you tell her that.
How have things been with her?
And so, well, things are good. And instantly, within like 48 hours, things are getting like hot and heavy really quick.
Have you met in person yet?
No. No, we haven't met.
This is all just messaging back and forth.
All messaging online, just talking, getting to know each other. And the next thing you know, it's like you're hot. And I'm like, no, you're hot. And she's like, no, you're hot.
Oh, my God. The level of your guys' conversation is just... Wow.
You want to see how hot I am? Here's a naked picture.
Yeah.
Pretty much, actually. We started sending pics.
Oh, no. You send pics too? Gross.
No,
I'm so grossed out right now.
For the record, I don't send pics.
You send video.
No!
Oh, God.
She sent me some pics, and we're going back and forth. And then she sends me a pic of her in a sports bra, and so I immediately text back, wow, your boobs are so hot with like 7 O's.
Are you serious?
A sweet talker. You really are a sweet talker.
Are you a 14-year-old boy? That is like immature thing I've ever heard.
You got boobs on your chest.
My God.
I like girls with boobs on their chest. You're just my type of girl. All right, so anyway, you texted her that, and how has it been with her so far since then?
Right when I sent it, I immediately realized something was wrong. I accidentally sent it to my dad.
Shut up.
And I remember, it was a lot more vulgar than what I'm telling you guys.
Okay.
And your dad is innocent.
Dude, he's the most innocent man you've ever met. Like,
he
doesn't
thinks
swear.
You're innocent.
Yes. And so I'm like, no. And I go, oh my God, dad. Please, I realized I was talking to my dad at the same time. I was in between two conversations. So
Don't ever do that. That's why I always
triple check before I send anything like that.
I don't. I'm an idiot, and I'm so excited because this girl's messaging me. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is hot, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, no. So I instantly send him a text. I'm like, no, 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 Dad, please disregard.
Yeah, what, and
if
what
you're
did he
dirty
say?
Talking at the same time you're talking to your dad also, well, just FYI.
I don't select the times
of day. You're able to, like, move your brain in between those two spaces that quickly.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy to me.
I assume any of my like anybody I'm texting with is texting somebody else at the same time, sexting them, and then they're back to the conversation with me. So what'd your dad say?
So my dad just says, I'm pretty sure you're not talking about me.
Dude, way to go, Dad.
Yeah, how'd you play that off? You should text him back like, no, I was. Yeah. Silly,
no,
I'm joking with you.
Do you know how disappointed he is that you're probably talking to women in that way?
And that's what I was thinking, right? And I said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry, man. A girl just sent me a racy picture. And I tried to make a joke. I'm like, at least you know a girl out there likes me, right, Dad? And he has not responded to me since.
He hasn't responded to you since?
I am so nervous. I know he probably sat my mother down and my sister, and they're like,
and they're all reading what you wrote to this girl.
I know, and that's awesome. I'm talking about a girl. Oh, my.
All you have to do is explain to your dad that you've never actually met this girl in real life.
See?
It doesn't even really count as being disrespectful to her, Dad.
At least your dad didn't text back and was like, how did you know I'm wearing a sports bra right now? And thanks, son. Let's take this to the next level.
He sends me an eggplant emoji. What?
Text in at 78592. Should Jose go out with his dad or try to hit up the Instagram girl again? We need to know.
Oh my God, your dad is so disappointed.
All right. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.